Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees, breezy with southern wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 35, breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 50, again windy, gusts from the west as high as 29 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the driver of the vehicle which plowed into a holiday parade in Wauwatosa on Sunday was arrested and has been charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide. Officials say David Brooks, who is 39, had apparently been involved in a domestic incident just before driving the SUV down the parade route. There was no pursuit that led to this incident, Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson added during a press conference on Monday. There were also 48 participants injured in the incident. Several of the dead were members of the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies who were marching in the parade. Members of a girls' dance team were among the injured. Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Wauwatosa announced Monday that it was treating 18 pediatric patients hurt during the incident. 8 of those patients have undergone surgery for their injuries. 10 remained in the ICU on Monday, including 6 in critical condition. In his first interview after being found not guilty on all counts from an August shooting in Kenosha in which he killed 2 and seriously injured another, Kyle Rittenhouse told Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Monday night that he was abused by his first team of defense lawyers who were only looking to make money off his trial. During an hour-long sit-down on his first Fox News program, Tucker Carlson canonized the deadly actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teen who brought an AR-15 rifle to a Black Lives Matter protest and killed the 2 unarmed men, painting the young man as a brave American hero, an innocent victim, and a sweet kid. That, according to an account in today's Los Angeles Times. Rittenhouse told Carlson that, quote, "I agree with the Black Lives Matter movement. I agree everybody has the right to protest and assemble, but I do not agree people have the right to burn down American cities to try to spread their message. I believe there's other ways to do that," the Los Angeles Times article continued. And in other state news from WPR Online, state regulators signed off on settlements reached with 2 of the state's largest utilities last Thursday as they're raising rates to recover costs tied to the clean energy transition. The Public Service Commission voted 2-1 to approve agreements that Xcel Energy and Alliant Energy reached with consumer advocacy, environmental, and business groups as they raise electric and natural gas rates next year. Those rates will each increase 8.4%. For Xcel's customers in Wisconsin under the settlement and updated fuel cost plan approved by regulators, according to the PSC. For Alliant customers in Wisconsin, commission data shows electric rates will increase by 10.9%, while natural gas rates will rise 8.6% next year under its settlement and updated fuel cost plan approved by commissioners. Alliant may pursue a limited increase for natural gas rates in 2023, but electric rates are expected to hold steady, the WP article said. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.